Matthew chapter 7, and the verses are 24 down through to 29, and the page number 972 in the Pew Bibles. Let us hear the word of God. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundations on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the winds rose, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. When Jesus had finished saying these things, the crowds were amazed at his teaching, because he taught as one who had authority, and not as their teachers of the law. Amen. And God will bless to us this reading from his truth. After I retired from the ministry and started doing pulpit supply work, one of the things I struggled with was the fact that I always found doing individual texts wasn't a style of ministry I was accustomed to. And I've actually, for my own sake, actually done little series of things. And of course, not everybody gets the whole series. I did a series on that group of Psalms known as the Psalms of Ascent. But I've been enjoying working through the parables, actually, since the month of June. And I found those very interesting and very enlightening. And really worth studying, because you get so much from the parables. The two house builders. Now, Matthew and Luke, both those Gospels have this parable, but in slightly different forms, but yet both making the same point. The parable takes two people, two men. Each of them is building a house. One on a solid foundation, the other on the sand, or even on just bare ground. And we know the story. It's such a familiar parable, this. We know the story. The little children's chorus sums it up. The rains came down, the floods came up, and you see, the house on the solid foundation, on the solid ground with good foundations, it stood firm. But that other house, the one on the shifting sand with next to no foundations at all, simply collapsed. Now, this parable, like all the parables of the Lord Jesus, isn't just a nice and thought-provoking story. It illustrates spiritual truth, and it raises spiritual questions. Notice firstly the uniqueness, the supremacy. I don't like using big words because sometimes I don't understand them myself, but I don't like using big words. But these are the only words I could think of. The uniqueness, the supremacy of Jesus. Therefore, he says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a man who built his house upon the rock. Verse 24. But think also of John 14 and verse 6, where Jesus says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Or those great I am sayings of John's gospel. Whose heart could not be lifted by John 11 and chapter and verse 25, where Jesus said to Mary and Martha, when they faced the loss of their brother Lazarus, he said to them, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live even though he dies. What amazing words and what encouraging words. And you know, if you're living by faith in Christ this morning, that is a promise to you. That is a great and precious promise to you. Those words, I am the resurrection and the life. And when you come to pass away, if you're living by faith in Christ, you can just take those words and say, Jesus is the resurrection and the life. Now, you know, you don't need me to tell you, we live in a day and age where anything goes. You believe what you want to believe. And let me believe what I want to believe. In the world today, there is no such thing as an absolute standard of truth. In this permissive day and age, the claims of the Lord Jesus, against the background of this permissive age, the claims of the Lord Jesus stand out very clearly. And he will not allow anybody to think that it doesn't matter what you believe so long as you are sincere. Nor will he allow any of us to think that we will find God by some route of our own choice. You see, Jesus instead teaches us that there are only two choices. Build our lives on the firm foundation of his teaching and stand firm, or build on something else, some other philosophy, even on materialism, even on religion, and then experience ruin. And what an encouragement it should be that when we're building on Christ, and he is the foundation stone of our life, that's a foundation that will stand the test of time, that will be with us in life and on into death. No other foundation will stand. What an encouragement it should be to us if we're trusting Christ to know just that. But you see, the church in the world today finds itself needing to defend the uniqueness of the Lord Jesus as the only way to God the Father, and defending the uniqueness of his teaching, the truth which actually will stand the test of time and will lead the world into right living. But you see, when you read the Gospels, you'll discover this, that here was something that caused offense in Jesus' day and continues to cause offense in our permissive society today. But we still need to defend it. Of course the world is not going to agree with us. Why would we expect it to? Because we are teaching from the word of our God, who sets standards, who sets forward truth, which is absolute, which guides us. I think it's the 23rd Psalm, says that he will lead us in paths of righteousness. And the world doesn't want to know about that. That's the world. That's how it is, increasingly so. And we see it in all sorts of areas. But we still need to defend him, his uniqueness and his truth. And we do not dilute it. And we do not compromise with the world. But what an encouraging thing it is to know that when you're in Christ, you've discovered the truth. The way, the truth, and the life. But notice also, be careful where and with what you build. You see, this is a parable about people, like you and me. We are all building something, or we have been. Maybe a career, a home, a lifestyle, perhaps a life with God. But let's pause and consider what the parable is saying. Now, both these houses, they looked good. They looked secure in fine weather. One foundation seemed as good as any other when untested. The sand seemed as good as the rock while the weather was fine. And the difference between the two was not immediately obvious. But let's ask this question about firm foundations, because that is one of the issues the parable raises. Our response to Jesus' teaching. Are we building on that firm foundation or on some other? Maybe good works. Now, nothing wrong with good works, but you know, that isn't what the Lord Jesus means by a firm foundation. There is only one foundation which will stand the test of time, and that is his teaching. And this isn't one option among many. There's not a menu here where you can take this and that and the other thing. This isn't one option among many. It is the only option that God offers. He stands unique. He stands supreme. We sometimes cannot defend Christianity as such, but we can look to Jesus and to his truth, the only foundation, the firm foundation. Lastly, I often say, don't you just love it when a preacher says, lastly, and then you hate it when he says, just one more point before I go. But I do mean lastly. It'll take me a while to say it, but it's lastly anyway. Judgment and decision. Now, you know, any time of testing, it doesn't matter what it is, will expose the foundations of our lives for what they really are. Will they stand up when the storms come? And storms, it can come into our lives unexpectedly. Or will they simply collapse in our time of greatest need? That's one aspect. But there's something else here. The Lord Jesus, you see, often speaks about judgment and separation. His return and the final judgment will be the greatest and final events of world history. We may think we'll destroy the world in some other way, with pollution or whatever. But, and yes, we do need to take care of the world. And we do need to be concerned about issues like global warming and pollution. And maybe we do need to stop throwing away our rubbish just at the side of the street, as people do. And maybe we are poisoning the world and so on. But history will be wrapped up, not because we destroy ourselves, but when the Lord Jesus gloriously returns and brings all things to an end. And this parable raises the question about foundations, but also about preparation. The storm comes, the wise builder is prepared. His foundation is secure. The unwise builder, he is unprepared, and he faces catastrophe. And so the parable of the two houses should lead us to understand that when the Lord Jesus returns, the deciding factor on our, where we will stand on that day, will quite simply be our response to his teaching. That's the question he will ask. That's what he will look at. That's what he will look at. He will not be concerned about race, color, religion, or any of those things. He will ask, how did you respond to my teaching? Sometimes we might need to examine the foundations of a building. One would hope not, because starting to examine the foundations of a building would be quite a big job. But it's actually never too late to take a good look at the foundations of our own lives and our lives with God. What is it that we're actually building on? Are we building on an unsteady foundation, perhaps, of the good works, which, like the proverbial carpet, will be pulled out from below us when a time of testing comes, or will leave us unprepared when the time for final judgment arrives? What an awesome thought it is that Christ will one day descend from heaven. He will judge the world. He will right all wrongs. He will vindicate the suffering, those who have suffered for him. What an awesome thought it is. What an awesome thought it should be for each one of us. And what an encouragement it would be to know that we have that firm foundation, that yes, in his presence we will be humbled, but he will welcome us. It's an awesome thing. We need to ask ourselves, what are we building on? But you see, the Lord Jesus in this parable, some parables he offers an explanation, but he actually leaves the thinking and the decision to those who hear him. He is unique. His teaching is unique. It is the only way to God, and no other options are on offer. We have to defend his supremacy. We have to defend his truth. But we must do more than just hear his truth. We must build our lives on it. For the here and now, and then for all of eternity. And that's encouraging to know, that when we build our lives on his teaching, we need not fear eternity, for he will welcome us into his presence. Can we pray together just for a moment? Let's pray. Our gracious God, in these quiet moments, we wait upon you. We thank you, Father, for the possibility of a firm foundation in life, for a foundation that will not be pulled out from below us, that is firm and secure, based on the teachings of the Lord Jesus. Gracious God, open our eyes to this issue. Help us to give you thanks for our firm foundations in Christ. But if that is not where we are, then help us to think and to do more than hear, but to put into practice and find the Savior. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.